Hi, folks. This is Lauren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode, I think it's number 51. For those of you new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know that when I talk about guitars, amps, and pedals, and music, I'm conveying my opinion from my experience over the years. And please email me with questions at info@theguitarpodcast.net. Chime in with comments and such. Oh, well, I shut that down because I was getting tons of spam. Anyway, you can get the show notes at theguitarpodcast.net/blog, B-L-O-G. Follow the Guitar Podcast on Facebook. And last but not least, go to theguitarpodcast.net and sign up for email alerts where you'll get emails notifying you when a new episode has been released and other timely information regarding the Guitar Podcast. All right. Let's get to it. As you can probably tell by the audio quality and the background noise, this is another mobile podcast. And the feedback I've gotten thus far has been that you're not too concerned about the audio quality being a little less than what it has been over the first 48 episodes. And basically, the content is king. Got to get this stuff out there. I need to share what I know and answer questions. Gotten a lot of questions here recently, and that's really cool. Keep them coming in. That makes me know that that you wanna hear from me. You wanna hear what I have to say, and that there's a reason for this to continue. So, also, I want you to go to YouTube and check out, I just uploaded two new videos. One's a review or a demo review of my 1956 Gibson GA40 amplifier. It's a Les Paul amplifier, and I love it. It doesn't have the original speaker in it, but it's very clean. Well, it's clean on the inside. It looks pretty bad on the outside, as you will see in the video. And then I also do a demo of the Mod Tone Clean Boost with my Les Paul into that GA40. Now, I could have done the demo with my Marshall, which is a much more common amp for people to come by, but the simple fact that the GA40, when it's running, it's a low wattage amp, so whenever it's running it at that sweet spot, you know, you pick it lightly, it gets clean. You pick it a little harder, it gets hairier, a little more aggressive, gets into a little bit of overdrive. And then I wanted to demo that if you hit it with something like a nice clean boost, like the Mod Tone Clean Boost, that you can get a nice saturated tube overdrive and control things from there and really get nice singing leads and everything. So check that out. One other thing I want to ask you to do: whenever you check out the videos on YouTube for the Guitar Podcast, go ahead and subscribe to them, but be sure that you're getting the emails whenever a new video is uploaded, or that weekly update that YouTube sends out. Also, if you comment on there, that boosts the visibility of the videos. Another thing, if you are on a guitar blog or amp blog or whatever, or a forum of any kind, or you have your own website or you have your own blog, please give some props to the Guitar Podcast. And, you know, if you dig it, if you don't, you know, well, whatever. But if you like what you hear and you want to share it with people, I'd suggest sharing it with people. And, you know, link back to the site, link to the YouTube page, the YouTube channel, and link to theguitarpodcast.net, which is really the portal for everything. You know, you can go there and subscribe to the Guitar Podcast on Zune or iTunes, or listen to them right there. You can get to the show notes, you can get to, well, you can contact me directly through there, you can sign up for email alerts, of course, and you can access the Facebook page as well as the YouTube channel. So what I'm asking is if you would help boost my analytics, boost the traffic to the site, that would be pretty awesome, and it'd help me out a lot. But anyway, what I really want to talk about today is guitar pickups. Now, I've gotten different emails, different questions regarding pickups and like what pickup to buy, what pickup to put in my guitar, and what, you know, and it's a really tough question to answer because it's very subjective to what kind of music you're wanting to play and what, you know, if you're wanting to sound like a certain guitarist or whatever. But one of the best things you can do for a guitar that you say you have a guitar, it's not terribly expensive or whatever, and it's, but you love the way it feels and plays, and acoustically unplugged, that electric, you strum on it and it sounds great and you just love that guitar. But when you plug it into an amp, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a Line 6 or a Marshall or a Bogner or any different amp, whether it's a budget amp or a high-end boutique amp or whatever, you're just not satisfied with the tone you're getting there. One of the best ways to improve that tone is to upgrade the pickups. Now then, what do you do? What pickups do you use to upgrade? That is, that's difficult to answer because, say you have for me, I love humbucker guitars like Les Pauls and SGs and things like that. I just love that thick tone. And most of them, I mean, even some of the budget guitars have really fairly decent pickups. It seems to be fairly easy nowadays for companies to make decent humbuckers that sound good on a budget, you know. And not add $300 to the price of a guitar. So, but I think whenever it comes to single coil pickups, it's a little more difficult because you're looking for that chimey, clean, bell-like tone, and it's really easy for them to get into that shrill range and just sound really bad. I'm sure there are plenty of videos on YouTube about how to do this, but what they call wax potting a pickup. Most pickups now will be wax potted. They will be dipped in a paraffin wax of some sort, and that will help warm up the tone a little bit, decrease the noise, and so if say you have a Squire Strat and you love the way it feels, but the pickups, they have a little, they need help. Well, one thing to get rid of some of that shrillness is to dip them into the wax, and it's a real quick dip. You're not going to drop them in there and let them sit there for a minute. It's just in and out, just a real quick coating. That's all that it really needs. There's plenty to read online and view on YouTube about doing this, but do your research before you do it. The thing is, those pickups are really super cheap. And you could probably get a set of them for $30 on eBay. Those are Squire pickups. They're just a dime a dozen. They're not high end or anything. But if you do that to them, you'll find a noticeable, increase in good tone. But say you do it too many times or you ruin them or whatever, and at that point, or you don't like that, it's just not enough. Say you've dipped your single coil pickups and it's better, but it's just not quite going to cut the mustard, so to speak. Well, at that point then, I would suggest then you start exploring different pickups, aftermarket pickups. Fender makes a bunch of aftermarket pickups. But, and so does DiMarzio. DiMarzio is a leader in aftermarket pickups. Some of the best pickups that I've heard on, I had a telly that had Seymour Duncan pickups in it, and I loved it. One of the best sounding guitars. Part of it is it was a great guitar, but the replacement pickups, I have to believe those replacement pickups played a role in making me love the tone of that guitar. But, so Seymour Duncan is basically legend in making pickups. And those are, you know, DiMarzio and Seymour Duncan, they in EMG, they make a lot of pickups. And I mean, they're not super cheap, but they're not super expensive either. So, I mean, they're kind of production line pickups you can get, you know, almost anywhere. So that's a good starting point. If you want to go into higher end, more expensive pickups, I wouldn't fault anybody for going with Lawler or others that are out there. I have Van Zandt pickups in my Strat, and I like them a lot. They're kind of higher end. So, you know, that is what it is. But what it comes down to is swapping out pickups can be very time consuming and expensive. So say you get you spend $150 on some Fender replacement pickups, and they're okay, they're better than what you had, but once your ear adjusts, you kind of like, it's still not quite what I'm looking for. So then you pull those out and you sell those on eBay, and you might get, I don't know what, I'm just estimating roughly off the top of my head, $70 or $100 out of those pickups, and then you put those towards some DiMarzio or Seymour Duncan's, and you're up in maybe the $200 range. Well, then you've already spent, you're out $50 in some time, but you're gaining some experience and knowledge about replacing pickups and what different pickups will do and how they'll perform in your guitar. Plus, you're spending an extra $100 on top of what you got back out of the other pickups on these either DiMarzio or Seymour Duncan pickups. Another thing I would suggest whenever you're picking out these pickups is, say you love Yngwie Malmsteen's tone on his Strat. Well, they make Yngwie Malmsteen signature pickups, so that'd be something to look into. Well, what does your favorite guitar player use? I mean, read up in the interviews. They always ask them what kind of pickups are in their guitars. They'll answer. They tell you all that stuff. It's really cool. I love that. So then, back to my point about, you know, upgrading pickups. So now you're out $150 on top of your original $100 investment. And so, and you're rewiring, and some people may consider the original solder points from the factory better than whatever we're doing, and heating up your tone pot and volume pot over and over again may lead to some wear and tear on your components, internal components, and may have a negative effect long term on your tone. But it can just add up whenever you're changing out the pickups over and over again financially. So say then, I mean, I think most of us would probably be fairly happy with a lot of aftermarket production line pickups like DiMarzio and Seymour Duncan and even the Fender stuff. As far as like the single coil pickup goes, but if you are a tone guru and just really obsessive about tone, and I will admit I'm a little bit on, I'm kind of borderline on that, where it's just like, really, man, do you really need to go that far? And sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no. But when it comes to like double coil pickups or humbuckers, Gibson really makes really pretty good replacement pickups trying to emulate their original PAF pickup from the 50s and 60s. And the Burstbucker Pros, they're getting really high reviews. A lot of the old timers are saying that they really like them. They think they're pretty good. Then again, you know, I mean, I want to say they lived through it. They know what they're looking for or listening for out of those pickups. But then again, their ears have aged and have taken on the onslaught of loud amps and guitars and drummers and stuff over the years. So, you know, it goes back to what I've said many times, is let your ear be your guide. Your ear will tell you the truth. Especially if you're young and you don't have hearing damage. I think I have a little bit maybe, but last time I had my ears checked, they said it was about right for my age and not necessarily on a high end where somebody who is, you know, like a musician, a typical musician has experienced. So I felt pretty good about that. I've tried to take care of my ears here in, you know, since I turned 30, but I know when I was in high school and in my 20s, most of my 20s, I really hammered my ears. So I know there's a little bit of damage, but anyway. You know, when it comes to those, the humbuckers, you know, it depends. Typically, you're talking about, you know, the Gibson replacement pickups, EMGs, Seymour Duncan. My first replacement pickup was a DiMarzio Super Distortion, which seems to be kind of an early rock standard for replacement pickups, and it's a great rock pickup, and it looks very unassuming. It's just a little black humbucker, and it definitely improved the tone of my guitar at the time. And but I'll tell you what, my 87 Les Paul and my 74 SG, they both have the original pickups, and I'm very pleased with the tone I get from them. So, you know, I'm not looking to replace those pickups at all. I don't have any problem with them. So sometimes when you get a good guitar, it has all the right components. It has the right stuff. It doesn't, you know, you don't need to upgrade or improve it or whatever. Another thing you might want to do whenever you're looking for potentially upgrading a pickup is to find another guitar or find a friend who has these pickups in their guitar. And hopefully it's the same kind of guitar you have. Say it's a Strat, and you're wanting to check out what these DiMarzio pickups will do in a Strat. Well, hopefully, you know, your friend has a Strat with DiMarzio pickups in them or whatever, and you can kind of get an idea how it'll perform. So if say you have a Super Strat or a Hot Rod Strat that has a humbucker in the bridge, and your friend say that's what you're playing on, and your friend has an SG and they have EMG pickups in it, and you want to see how those sound, well, you're going to kind of get a good idea, but not really for your purposes, because the SG is made of mahogany and your Strat is either made of alder or ash or basswood, depending on what model it is. So your Strat's going to naturally have a brighter tone than the mahogany SG. Generally speaking, though, if you're going with an EMG, it's going to be more than likely an active pickup, and you're going to have a lot of saturated distortion, and that may not, you know, the tone wood may not really play a part. But say you have a Hot Rod Strat, and you're looking, your friend has DiMarzio pickups or Lawlers or something like that, you get the point that the actual guitar, the components of the guitar play a big role in the tone that you get out of it. So what you're looking for is the pickup response and the power of each pickup. So changing pickups, swap me out pickups, hasn't been something that I've really wanted to do a whole lot of, because it costs money, because it's time consuming, and because it's like, oh, I liked those and now they're sold. I thought these others were going to be good. And then, because a lot of times what I would do is I would sell the pickups that were in the guitar after I got these new pickups to pay for the new pickups. And then say I get these new pickups in there and I like the old ones actually better, and then it's, you know, after a month and the other pickups are gone, and then it's going back to those. But you know, it's kind of a headache, but it's kind of fun. It's kind of part of the hobby, part of the enjoyment of mixing and matching and customizing your own tone, your own, you know, your guitar, making it your thing. So if you want to do that, by all means, go ahead and do it. If you have the funds, if you have the time, if you have the patience, go for it. I've done it, and you know, right now I'm fairly happy with the pickups that are in my guitars. I have actually considered replacing the Van Zandts with something more along the lines with the Seymour Duncan set, or Lawlers. You know, I hope that cleared some things up. I know some people were asking about, I think they were probably kind of new to guitar, that they had a Strat, and they said, hey, you know what would be cool is to put a humbucker in the bridge position of my Strat, you know, and really get this hotter tone. And I told them that, and I don't remember who it was, because I'm not looking it up right now as I'm driving. It's not a good idea to be browsing the internet while driving down the interstate. But you know, that putting a humbucker in the bridge position of a Strat is basically making it a hot rod Strat, and it's a big thing they started doing in the late 70s and early 80s, and the hot rod Strat really took over, and that kind of brought on the success of guitar companies like Ibanez and Jackson and Charvel that were making hot rod Strats. And so, yeah, that's something that, it's a great idea. Those guitars aren't going to sound just like a Les Paul or an SG because the wood isn't the same, but it's definitely going to fatten up that Strat tone. That's why some people call them fat Strats. I like hot rod Strat because I like hot rod cars, so it kind of plays into that. I hope that cleared things up. If you have any questions about this, you want to follow up or whatever, go ahead and email me at info@theguitarpodcast.net, or say something on the Facebook page. I'm not allowing comments on the show notes anymore, because I'm just getting so much spam on there. So basically what I'm doing is the show notes will be, you know, for some additional comments and such regarding the episode, and links to websites for resources related to the topic. But you know, email me or go to the Facebook page and comment there. I'm usually on Facebook. I'm pretty quick about responding to people on there. And I'm actually getting questions on Facebook that I want to talk about on the show. So that's a good way to ask a question too, and get comments from other people who are on the page. I'm glad you tuned in. That wraps it up for another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Also, if you go subscribe to the Guitar Podcast on iTunes or Zoom, please go ahead and if you dig it, let them know. Tell them. Tell your friends. Share the link on your blog or on other forums and stuff. Say, hey, check this guy out. He's kind of goofy, but he knows what he's talking about. Or he's kind of goofy and he's just a complete idiot. Either way, that's fine. Now I'm in a traffic jam. This is awesome. I'm going to go. Have a great week, folks. This is Lauren Hunt signing off for the Guitar Podcast.